Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of studies out of the book of Deuteronomy. So get close to your radio and get your Bible now as we take a deeper look in the book.
Tonight we'll continue to look at our studies out of the book of Deuteronomy. Out of the book of Deuteronomy. What one word would you use to describe the book of Deuteronomy? All right, sermons. The book of Deuteronomy is a book of sermons that was composed by Moses. They often say the first thing and the last thing a person says are foremost important. Right before a person die, whatever they tell you, you probably will never forget it. These sermons are sermons that Moses put together right before he died. What book out of the Bible that Jesus quoted out of the most? Deuteronomy. Amen. Y'all must have been going the Bible way. Amen. Amen. All right, tonight we want to look at three more sermons that Moses preached to the new generation. I call it the Pepsi generation, right before they went into the promised land. Why do I call this new generation the Pepsi generation? Amen. Everybody that was 20 years and over when they came out of Egypt, they died in the wilderness. And really, the wilderness was one big cemetery. Have you ever thought about that? Over a million people died out there in the wilderness over that 40-year period. And then those that was less than 20 years old, they are the new generation. And so this is that new generation that Moses now is speaking to. But they are not young people. If somebody was 18 and 40 years later, how old is that person? Yeah, so they've been sucking on that Pepsi for quite a long time. Amen. Amen. All right. Okay. Let's go ahead and get right into our lesson. Chapter 13. In chapter 13, Moses gives a sermon on apostasy. Apostasy. Let me spell that for you. A-P-O-S-T-A-S-Y. Let me repeat that. A as in apple, P as in Paul, O as in orange, S as in sanctify, T as in tummy, A as in apple, S as in squash. I don't like squash. I don't know why I thought of that. And then Y as in yippee. All right. Apostasy. Apostasy. That word is a compound word of two words. One, to stand away from. The other to take a or to stand away or to take away. So when you put it together, the word means to stand away from or to take a stand away from a position that one once had. Let me repeat that. Apostasy then is to take a stand away from a position that you once had. It's to take a stand away from a position that one once had. Let's say at one time you may believed in Jesus. That was your position. You believed that Jesus was indeed the Christ, the Son of the living God. But you went to college, and when you got to college, they told you that the Bible was a book of fairy tales, and you can't believe all of those stories. And so, since you done got edumacated, you no longer believe in the Bible. And so when your mom said, come on, let's go to church. You say, oh, I don't go to church no more. You tell her, I don't go to church. I don't believe in Jesus. No, I don't pray to Jesus. As a matter of fact, I'm into a new age religion. Yeah. Matter of fact, I believe that God lives within me and I'm God. That's my new, and so I just need to get in touch with my inner feelings. And so you, when you come home, you see me in my yogurt position there, getting in touch with my inner feeling, and I'm just humming. Getting in touch with my inner feelings. Amen. Amen. Now, mama would say, now, you done apostate. You done apostated. What is mama saying I done done? Now, my mama wouldn't say that. Y'all know my mama wouldn't say nothing like that. She'd be done saying, you out your mind. You better get out this bed and come on to church. Amen. Amen. Now, you sit right over there in that little corner and get in touch with your feelings over there in that corner. Amen. As long as she can get you to church. Amen. Amen. But apostate basically means that you are standing away from. You're taking a stand. You're taking a stand. So it's not that you just done backslid. You done took a stand. I mean, you're ready to fight for this new belief. Do you see that? We're not talking about just somebody done backslid. You know, when you done backslid, you know, you mess up, and but you still is a believer in Jesus Christ. You hadn't changed your faith. You just didn't obey your faith. Hello, somebody. I'm not talking about y'all done backslid. I'm talking about them folks that you know. Hello, somebody. Amen. Amen. So we're not talking about backsliding here. We're talking about when a person done apostated, we're talking about a person done is taking a stand. They are no longer standing for Christ. Matter of fact, they done changed their God. And so that's what Moses, he's going to preach a sermon on apostating. Look what he says here, beginning with verse number 1. He says, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dream, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spoke unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods which thou hast not known, and let us serve them, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of the prophet, or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Wait a minute now. Did I read this right about the dream? Look at verse 1 again. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dream, and give it thee a sign or wonder, verse 2, and the sign or the wonder come to pass. Is that what your Bible say? In other words, he say something is going to happen, and it happened. And then he says, listen, y'all need to follow me, and we need to worship this other God. In other words, we got a miracle worker. And this miracle worker done perform some kind of miracle, some kind of sign, some kind of wonder. In other words, he done got your attention. And now he says, you need to come on and follow me. See, normally, whenever somebody perform a miracle or do a sign or wonder, they say something. They say that they're going to perform a miracle. Let me rephrase that. They say that they're going to perform a miracle. They say they're going to perform a sign. But their sign or wonder don't come to pass. Well, we know they ain't got it. Huh? That man said that he was going to disappear 11 o'clock on Sunday. Had all them people down there at the church. We waited 2 hours, and he was still there when we got ready to close church. He didn't disappear. You see? But let's say a person do disappear. Say, hey, I'm gonna disappear. And then I'm gonna make you disappear and reappear. Then that person got some kind of power, don't they? So 9 times out of 10, whatever that man say, most people are willing to believe it. Is that right? Now, the Bible say even if it do come to truth, even if it do come to pass, if he tell you to follow another God, it said, don't you do it. As a matter of fact, it says what you're supposed to do to him. The Bible says, verse number 3, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of the dreamer or of the dreams, for the Lord your God prove you. Or he's testing you. Did you notice that? Underline that. Can you write in your Bible? Do y'all write in your Bible? Underline that. I didn't know if y'all believe your Bible is so holy that you don't write it. Some folks, I don't know. But God is testing you. How many of you know sometimes God will send false prophets in your life to just test you? To see, do you want him or do you want a miracle? See, sometimes people want a miracle more than they want the master. And that's how God weeds the wheat from the tares. That's how he weed them out. Oh, my goodness. Amen. See, that's why you don't have to fight folks in the church. God knows how to weed folks out in the church. Hello, somebody. Amen. 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 See, God says, I'm proving you to know whether ye love me, the Lord your God, with all your heart and with all your soul. Ye shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments. And obey his voice, and you shall serve him and cleave unto him. All right? So God says, if a prophet or a dreamer arise and they perform a miracle, don't you apostate. Hello, somebody. Don't you change your God just because you saw somebody perform a trick. How many of you know that we are living in a day and age of folks are just working plain old black magic in the church house? Yeah, folks are just working black magic right there in the church house. Some folks are working voodoo right up in the church house. Look at what else he says, verse number 5. And that prophet or dreamer of dreamers shall be put to death. Why? Because he has spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to thrust thee out of the way which the Lord thy God command thee to walk. So shall thou put the evil away from the midst of thee. Wait a minute now. This not politically correct. This not being politically correct here. I mean, shouldn't everybody be able to worship their own God in their own way? Huh? God ain't into that politically correct. Hello, somebody. The God that we serve, he don't play like that. As a matter of fact, that's something that came up in the 60s. For 1960-some years, America didn't even believe nothing like that. It wasn't until we started taking prayer out of school, and then we started allowing a lot of foreigners to come into the land and what have you. And then really, it wasn't until 1970s when after the Vietnam War, when we started having a lot of refugees and stuff coming into the land, and a lot of Asian people, and they was bringing their different idols and their different gods, and so we had to start letting everybody worship their God in their own way. And then that 60 and 70 generation just rebelled against the traditional church. Hello, somebody. As a matter of fact, I don't want to embarrass nobody, but most folks that's over 50 years old didn't raise their kids like their mama's them raised their kids. As a matter of fact, if the truth be told, when we was in high school and stuff, we used to say stuff like, I'm not gonna raise my kids like mama and them raising us. Hello, somebody. Amen. Amen. But once you get 40 or 50 years old, then you start realizing, you know, mama and them had some sense. They knew what they was talking about. Amen. I see why they were so hard on us. Because they know if you give the devil an inch, he's going to take a foot. You give him a foot, he's going to take a yard. He's going to take a mile. Yeah. And I see why mama and them whooped us so hard. Because you got to, like the Bible says, that the rod can chase away evil. And they believe that switch could chase any devil out your life. Hello, somebody. But see, this Mr. Spark generation don't believe in no switch. You know, Mr. Spark back in the 70s said that that'll hurt a person's psyche. And so they even took that out of the school and stuff, you know, compulsory, you know, putting something on you there in the school. But our teacher, our principal, I mean, when I was going to school, you could walk in a classroom and the teacher would have the board right there on the desk. Hello, somebody. Amen. Amen. We used to have a teacher, used to make us touch our toes. Amen. And he could whoop you all the way to the door. Oh, my goodness. Amen. Somebody talk about it had a pallet with a hole in it. Yeah. Boy, now that was real serious business when they had some holes in that pallet. Yeah, because it would hit you that way, and then when he pulled back, it'll kind of pull you. Hello, somebody. Yeah, it would have that suction reaction. Man, that thing would sting. Amen. And they didn't care about hurting your little psyche, your little self-esteem. Dr. Spark said they're going to mess with your self-esteem. No. No. All right. Let's go on a little bit further. Let's see. What? Chapter 13. Yeah, chapter 13. Let me just kind of highlight this. But notice, he says, don't even have to be a dreamer. He says, if a family member, verse number 6, not only if a prophet show up, if somebody in the family start talking about, hey, why don't we go and worship one of these other gods? Verse number 6, if thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son, or thy daughter, or thy wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, which is in thine own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, nor thy father. Namely, of the gods of the people which are round about you, nigh unto thee, are far around thee, from the one end of the earth, even unto the other end of the earth. Boy, that kind of covers it, don't it? God said, I don't care if it's one of the local gods. I don't care if it's a territory of God. I don't care if the God is on the other side of the earth. He said, you ain't got no business going over there. You ain't got no business worshiping. As a matter of fact, you need to kill him. That's what it says right there in verse number 9. But thou shalt surely, somebody say surely, kill him. Thine hand shall be first upon him. Matter of fact, the one who heard it needs to be the first one to kill him. Amen. 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 See, if you witness back then, if you was a witness to a particular crime, you could be the first chunk of rock. But you had to make sure that you wasn't committing the same sin. Because if you was committing the same sin, then they could turn right around and chunk them rocks at you. Remember Jesus when this lady was caught in the various act of adultery? Jesus said, okay, let's do what the Bible say. He that without sin, let him chunk the first stone. And the Bible says nobody chunk a rock. So what do that tell you they was doing? Oh, my goodness. Woo. Jesus knows how to clean house, don't he? Amen. 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 And so he tells you if it's a family member, if it's a prophet, yeah, it don't matter who it is. They don't want no other god to be worshipped there. And God didn't want no other gods to be worshipped there in Israel. Because that break what? The first what? What is the first commandment? Can anybody tell me? Amen. Y'all really been going the Bible way. That's right. Thou shalt have no other god before me. Don't put that in my face, God says. Don't bring that up in here. Thou shalt have no other god before me. And when you really look at that, I don't care if you go to the end of the earth, that God will still be in God's face. I don't care, because you can't go nowhere from God, can you? He's everywhere. You know, a lot of times, you know, we used to bring something in the house. Mama said, don't bring that up in here. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And so you could take it outside. Huh? But when God say, don't bring that in front of my face, you got to throw it away. Because wherever you go, it's going to always be in his face.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.